Welcome to Ohio Means Jobs Fulton County Exploring the Workforce segment. I am Carol Linear, the Workforce Supervisor. In this segment, we are going to discuss Developmental Disability Awareness Month programs that are offered here in Fulton County and surrounding counties. Our guest today is Sherry Markley and Robin Shepherd. Thank you for being here, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please share with us a little bit about yourselves.
Good morning. I am Robin Shepherd. I'm the superintendent for the Fulton County Board of Developmental Disabilities. At the Fulton County Board, we serve individuals with disabilities throughout their lifespan. And I'm excited to be here to celebrate March for Developmental Disabilities Month.
And we're glad to have you. Thank you. And Sherry?
My name is Sherry Markley, and I am the supervisor for Opportunities for Ohioans with Disabilities out of the Defiance office. I've been employed for over 34 years in the disabilities field, helping people who have barriers to employment and independence. Prior to OOD, I worked at the Zeff Center in Toledo, which is a community mental health center, as the director of recovery and rehab services. And I came back out here in 21 years ago to work for OOD. So we are an agency that serves individuals for many facets of their life as they navigate services that assist them with their disabilities, but the primary focus of what I do in my job is employment.
Well, we're glad to have both of you here with us today to share the resources that we have here in the county. What do you want people to understand about your line of work?
For us at the Fulton County Board of Developmental Disabilities, we serve individuals throughout their whole lifespan. Our early intervention team serves children and their families. The children are ranging from 0 to 2 years old. As providers of early intervention services, Fulton County Board of Developmental Disabilities has an exceptional team that is comprised of service coordinators, developmental specialists, occupational, physical, and speech therapists. Then our service and support administrator team, they are case managers that use person-centered practices to help serve individuals with developmental disabilities. They are passionate and dedicated to individuals we serve and continue to build on the core values, which are integrity, collaborations, community, vision, and fiscal responsibility.
So many different things that are offered through the board. Thank you for sharing. And at Opportunities with Ohioans with Disabilities, what do you want people to understand, Sherry?
So OOD is a state agency that also receives federal funding to assist people with disabilities to get and keep a job. We empower Ohioans with disabilities through employment, disability determination, and independence. We work with partners in business, education, and nonprofits. We facilitate individualized employment plans for Ohioans with disabilities who have physical, intellectual, sensory, and mental health issues, as well as helping Ohio companies recruit and retain employees with disabilities. So OOD has vocational rehabilitation counselors who are available statewide to assist individuals with disabilities, including high school students with disabilities. And these counselors help individuals explore career options and access necessary services for entering the workforce or pursuing post-secondary education. So we are like coordinators of services. We do some things in-house, but we also purchase services from agencies who are like Triangular or like Robin's agency is a referral source to us. So they would refer people to us, and then we can pay for things that they can't pay for to help people on the job and get people back up working, making money, paying bills, paying taxes, doing all kinds of stuff.
And the OOD office for individuals is located in the Ohio Means Jobs Center here in Fulton County, where you can meet with the individuals
Yes.
with that. What got you guys started in this line of work?
I actually started in college. I worked as a direct support professional, and that's working directly with individuals with disabilities, developed a passion in the field, and then as I graduated college, became a manager in a residential field, then started working for the county board in the case management side, and then kind of worked my way up to superintendent.
Well, we're glad to have you.
I had a very indirect route to doing this type of work. It's not where I started. So I actually have a Bachelor of Business Administration in Human Resource Management. And after I graduated from college, I was a merchandising manager for JCPenney. And I was assigned to the children's department, which has a very broad and varied type of product line. So I was assigned to supervise both the high school VocTech students, the college interns, the JCPenney management trainees. And through working with the high school students, I was approached about getting more involved with an agency that supported workforce development, which would be a good use of my HR degree. So I like the idea of helping people from the other side of the desk. So I went to work for the Northwest Ohio Private Industry Council and promoted up from there into other jobs and agencies. And at some point, I just knew it was a career field I wanted. So I went back to school, 15 years after my bachelor's, and I got my master's degree in rehabilitation counseling so I could continue to do more. And then I eventually got my certification in rehabilitation counseling, and I got my Ohio license in professional counseling. So I took a very indirect route, kind of starting on the business side of things and then working on the client service side.
And we're glad to have you also. Thank you very much for both work that you do here in Fulton County. What is the most essential tool that you use in your job?
I feel whether you're a direct support professional, you're working in early intervention, whether you're working in case management, you have to have a passion for what you do. That is truly, if you have the passion, everything else will come, I feel. You have to have good communication skills, you have to be patient, you have to really know that the individuals we serve are the center of everything we do and the most important aspect of what we do.
So at OOD, we are providing free counseling services to individuals who have had a life change. And the tools that we use are tied to kind of counseling theory and helping people do testing, career, like vocational evaluation, looking through various assessment tools that are applied to evaluate their abilities, their needs, doing career exploration services, kind of working through the whole level of change that some people have to make in order to go from being unemployed to employed if they've had a major injury or a change of life, or if they're a high school student that's never worked before, teaching them how to understand work. So communication, like Robin said, is just extremely important in every day-to-day interactions. And, through my past jobs, we have to be very proficient at using computers. We have like a case management software system, Microsoft Office. We live and breathe by using those tools, cellular device applications, virtual meeting platforms. In terms of how OOD serves others to gain tools and experience, we purchase some tools for our participants with various assistive technologies to help them on the job. High-tech devices like voice-activated computers, environmental controls, vehicle modifications, daily living devices, jar openers, handheld magnifiers. We help with purchasing home modifications, communication devices, specialized software. So we have to learn and understand not just how to do our jobs through using technology, but what to purchase for other people and how to teach them to use that technology to do their jobs as well.
So with March being Developmental Disability Awareness Month, please explain how that is affecting your agencies and what you guys are doing for that.
Well, we are just excited that we can have this month to celebrate. One challenge that we are facing is the workforce shortage. We always need good people to work directly with individuals we serve and through all categories, whether it's Sherry's line of work or, you know, Kathy's. It's just everything we do relies on dedicated workforce.
And at OOD, what challenges are you facing in the industry?
I think our challenge has always been people knowing that we're out here. OOD's kind of like the best kept secret in Ohio. We are very saturated in the schools. I think every school district in the 5-county area that our office covers is now currently referring students to us to help them transition from school to work. So probably 40% of the individuals we serve are high school students who are then going on and we're helping them plan for college, in some cases paying for college. And we're, you know, working with a lot of employers who have individuals that their jobs are changing and they are have an onset of a disability and they want to save their job. So you can be working and refer yourself to us. And I think, you know, the challenges that we face are just people not realizing that we're out here. They have an easy way to get to us through an application process, oodworks.com. You can go on and fill out an online application, and it has a portal where you can load up information that you want us to know about you, and you get a call, and we start working with you and start planning for the future.
So both of your businesses, you have online applications. They're able to go out and fill out or post your jobs out there. They're also posted on ohiomeansjobs.com for job openings if you're thinking about this line of work. What is one piece of advice that you would give someone starting in this field?
My biggest piece of advice is just treat people like you want to be treated. Use the golden rule. And if you have it in your heart to work in this field, then everything else will come. There are so many rules. It can be overwhelming. There are different agencies we work with. But really, if you have a passion and if you're patient, you will succeed.
So for me, I'm getting ready to retire in a few weeks. So March 28th is my last day in the office. And I've been having a lot of time to reflect on what got me here, what I want to impart to others as I make a life change for myself. But I feel pretty passionately about the field that I'm in. I have been a very strong advocate for individuals with disabilities throughout my entire career. And I've always felt like the best leaders are those who first learn to serve. So leadership is not reserved just for supervision. It's bigger than that. You know, I've always strived to be a servant leader. I'm not afraid to get uncomfortable when taking on a new process or a change, when I know that it makes life easier or better for those that we serve, you know, to help them get on the path of growing into the person they wish to become. You know, so I advise people to give themselves grace while they are being gracious to others. You know, this work is not always easy, but it's so rewarding. And leading by example is a gift you give to others. You know, learning how to be that professional who can build a team around others needing support is priceless. You know, our agencies work really close together to not just have one agency sitting there, but to have anybody that might be able to help that person sitting around a table and, you know, making sure that every stone is unturned while we're planning for the future. You know, we're all kind of in this thing called life together. And so I feel it's my responsibility to take it one step further and teach those that I have helped to know how to pay it forward. So that just puts more good in the world than you can imagine. So,
ladies, I would like to thank you for being here with us today to talk about developmental disabilities. March 13th is a very important day here that we want to make sure that everyone is wearing orange. You're going to see the orange ribbons around town. Share those photos on social media on March 13th. We want to see them. Hashtag Fulton County, Ohio, so we can see the orange. We want to thank our listeners. We encourage you to follow us on social media and visit the county website at FultonCountyOH.com for more information. This is Carol Leininger, the Workforce Supervisor for Ohio Means Jobs Fulton County. Wishing you a wonderful day, Fulton County.
Ohio Means Jobs.